After 72 days of waiting, negotiating, and the passing of three resolutions to keep North Carolina government funded, lawmakers in Raleigh say a budget deal is imminent, and some details of that deal are becoming clear. WFAE's Tom Bullock joins me now. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Mark.
So what do we know about the forthcoming budget?
Well, we know that key House and Senate negotiators say they are very optimistic a final deal will be announced sometime tonight or early tomorrow morning. And due to an earlier agreement, we know that the budget will spend $21.7 billion. Now, those are the things that we know for certain. Here are some of what lawmakers say have also been agreed to. Let's start with driver's education funding. It will be restored this year, and there are efforts to fund the program in the future with money from fines and forfeitures paid to the state. Now, that, in theory, would take this out of any future budget fights. Also, it looks like the bond referendum Governor Pat McCrory has been pushing since April will indeed get to go to the voters. The governor asked for around $3 billion to spend on roads and infrastructure projects. It looks like lawmakers have agreed on roughly $2 billion in new bonds, which, if approved by voters, would be the largest bond package issued by the state in 15 years. Now, finally, Speaker Tim Moore says that lawmakers have agreed on an overhaul of the state's Medicaid program, which covers health care for the poor and disabled. Now, it's important to note this is not an extension or an expansion, but a change in how the state pays for the service.
And another issue, funding for teacher assistance.
Boy, that is always a big issue, I have to say. Speaker Moore has also said there is a general agreement to pay for all teacher assistance, but the specifics and policies still have to be worked out. And that is a big sticking point, Mark. Some school districts use money for their teacher assistance for other programs. The House wants to keep that flexibility. The Senate wants any designated money to be spent solely on teaching or teacher assistance. So they still have a bit to go on that one.
And briefly, Tom, there have been items coming in and out of a Medicaid overhaul. What's the latest on that?
Well, specific to the Medicaid overhaul, it really still boils down to exactly who pays, either doctors or insurance companies. But it does seem that now we could see an overhaul this year.
WFAE's Tom Bullock, thank you.
Thank you.